Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let's get one thing straight right from the start. Tony Busby is not disbarred in New York. He's not permanently banned from practicing law there. What happened is a lot more bureaucratic, a lot less scandalous, and yet somehow it turned into a headline-grabbing mess. The kind of legal footnote that should have stayed buried in court records, but instead got twisted into something it never was. And that all started with one of the biggest legal battlegrounds in the country, the Southern District of New York, also known as SDNY. Now, if you don't know much about SDNY, here's the deal. It's basically the heavyweight champion of federal courts. Manhattan, the Bronx, and a few other counties. It covers some of the most high-profile, high-stakes litigation in the country. This is the same court that's handled cases against Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, Bernie Madoff, you name it. If you're a lawyer handling big cases in New York, this is where the action happens. And Busby, well, he wanted in. But here's where things took a turn. Busby, high-powered Texas attorney, known for his aggressive, headline-grabbing style, was filing lawsuits in SDNY without being officially admitted to practice there. And in the world of federal courts, that's a problem. Because unlike state courts, where once you're licensed in one state, you can sometimes get reciprocity in others, federal courts have their own separate admission process. Even if you're an attorney in good standing in New York State, you still have to get admitted to each individual federal court you want to practice in. Busby, for whatever reason, didn't do that. He just dove right in, filing lawsuits in SDNY as if that part didn't matter. And for a while, nobody seemed to notice. Until they did. And when they did, it didn't go well for him. The SDNY Committee on Grievances, the group in charge of making sure attorneys follow the rules, caught wind of what was happening and took action. Busby had never been admitted to practice in SDNY, and yet he had appeared in multiple cases there. That's like sneaking into a members-only club and ordering bottle service like you own the place. It wasn't that he couldn't be admitted, it was that he never went through the process to make it official. So, what did SDNY do? They denied his application after the fact. When Busby finally applied to be formally admitted, presumably because someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you know you're supposed to do this first, right?" The court said, "Yeah, no." Now let's be clear. This isn't the same as being disbarred. Disbarment is when a lawyer gets permanently kicked out, their law license revoked, and they're banned from practicing altogether. What happened here was procedural. SDNY simply said, we're not admitting you because you already broke the rules by practicing here without permission. It was more of a you should have asked first kind of punishment. But of course, that's not how the media spun it. Within hours of the decision, the internet was ablaze with headlines claiming Busby had been barred from practicing in New York. Not just SDNY, New York, the entire state. It spread like wildfire. Social media was flooded with posts declaring his career in New York dead, his reputation in ruins. The reality? Busby was still fully licensed in New York state courts. He could walk into any New York Supreme Court, which, despite its name, is just the regular trial court in New York, and argue a case tomorrow if he wanted to. The only thing he couldn't do was handle cases in SDNY without special permission. But why did this even become a big deal in the first place? What made SDNY suddenly care about Busby's admission status? Well, that brings us to the lawsuit that started it all. See, Busby wasn't just filing any random case in SDNY. He was filing lawsuits against some of the most powerful names in entertainment. We're talking about Sean Diddy Combs. We're talking about Jay-Z. And one lawsuit in particular made headlines. A sexual assault lawsuit filed against both Jay-Z and Diddy, brought under New York's Adult Survivors Act, a temporary law that gave survivors of sexual abuse a short window to file lawsuits no matter how long ago the alleged abuse happened. This lawsuit, which Busby filed on behalf of a Jane Doe, was explosive. The allegations? That Jay-Z and Diddy sexually assaulted a woman back in the year 2000. The timing? Right as Diddy was facing a flood of other lawsuits, including abuse allegations from singer Cassie, his ex-girlfriend. But then, just weeks after filing it, Busby's lawsuit was withdrawn. No explanation. Just gone. And that's when the questions started. Why was the lawsuit pulled so quickly? Was there something wrong with the case? Was it a mistake? Or worse, was it filed without proper due diligence? The moment the lawsuit vanished, scrutiny on Busby skyrocketed. People started digging, looking for anything that could discredit him. And they found something: the fact that he wasn't actually admitted to SDNY. And so the narrative shifted. Instead of focusing on the allegations in the lawsuit, the media turned its attention to Busby. And with the SDNY decision coming down right around the same time, it was the perfect storm. The story became about Busby getting barred from practicing in New York, whether it was accurate or not. And Jay-Z's team? Well, they took full advantage. Jay-Z's lawyers were quick to highlight the withdrawal of the case in the SDNY decision, painting Busby as an attorney who wasn't playing by the rules. They called the lawsuit baseless and suggested it was part of a pattern of frivolous litigation. And with that, the damage was done. The idea that Busby was some rogue attorney who had just been tossed out of New York had taken root. Never mind the fact that he still had a valid New York law license. Never mind the fact that this was all a procedural issue in federal court, not some major professional scandal. The perception was set, and perception, especially in the court of public opinion, can be more powerful than reality. But perception only holds up as long as no one checks the facts. And when you check the facts, a very different story emerges. There's a funny thing about the way legal systems work. To the average person, law is law, a lawyer is a lawyer. And if someone gets barred from practicing, that must mean they're done, right? Finished. Out of the game. Except that's not how it works at all. The truth is, the legal world is full of layers. Different courts, different jurisdictions, different sets of rules that can mean the difference between a headline that says barred from practicing in New York and the reality that Tony Busby can, in fact, still walk into a courtroom in the state of New York and argue a case tomorrow if he wanted to. And that's exactly what the records show. The confusion stems from something most people, understandably, don't think about. Federal courts and state courts are not the same thing. A lawyer can be perfectly licensed to practice in state courts, but still needs separate approval to work in federal ones. And that's the case here. Tony Busby is licensed to practice law in New York State. That means he can appear in New York Supreme Court, which, despite its misleading name, is actually just the main trial court in the state, appellate courts, and any other state-level judicial setting. But federal courts, those are a whole different animal. Each federal court requires its own admission process. Just because you have a New York law license doesn't mean you can automatically walk into SDNY or EDNY. the Eastern District of New York, which covers Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island, you have to apply separately. And that's exactly where Busby ran into trouble. He never got admitted to SDNY before filing cases there, which led the court to deny his after-the-fact application. And once that happened, the internet ran with it, turning it into something it wasn't. Because here's what didn't happen. Tony Busby was not disbarred. Tony Busby was not suspended. Tony Busby did not lose his New York law license. And there's proof of that. The New York Appellate Division, Third Department, the judicial body that actually controls attorney licensing in New York, has a record of every lawyer admitted to practice in the state. According to their official certification, Busby was licensed on January 17, 2019, and as of early 2025, he remains in good standing. No suspensions, no disciplinary actions, nothing. That's a far cry from the social media frenzy claiming he was barred from New York. Busby himself even posted the official court document confirming his status. If he had actually been disbarred or suspended, that certification wouldn't exist. The New York courts wouldn't just say, oh yeah, he's fine. They'd have records of any disciplinary action, and they'd be public. But those records don't exist, because no action was ever taken against his New York license. Which raises an important question. If Busby still has his license, why did the SDNY issue blow up the way it did? The short answer? Most people, including plenty of journalists, don't understand the distinction between state and federal court licensing. To someone unfamiliar with how the legal system works, hearing that a lawyer got rejected from a federal court in New York sounds a lot like that lawyer being banned from New York courts entirely. It's an easy mistake to make if you don't realize that SDNY and the New York State Unified Court System are completely separate entities. So when the news broke that SDNY denied Busby's application, it got twisted into something it wasn't. People saw denied admission and assumed that meant barred from New York. And once the misinformation started spreading, there was no stopping it. Of course, there's also the fact that this story involved high-profile celebrities. When your name is attached to lawsuits involving Diddy and Jay-Z, every little thing about you is going to get scrutinized. And when a procedural issue gets just enough of a scandalous twist, it turns into a story that people can't resist sharing. But here's the kicker. Even if Busby had never been licensed in New York at all, he could still handle federal cases there, if he had gone through the right process. Federal courts allow out-of-state attorneys to apply for pro hac vice status, which is basically a case-by-case admission. It's how lawyers from Texas, California, or anywhere else in the country represent clients in federal cases outside their home states. Busby could have done that for his SDNY cases, but instead, he tried to get admitted as a full-time member of the SDNY bar after already filing lawsuits there. That's what SDNY took issue with. Not his credentials, not his reputation, just the fact that he skipped a step. And yet, to the outside world, that step turned into a full-blown, career-ending scandal. But if SDNY wasn't the licensing body that controls his law license, who is? That would be the New York State Appellate Division. And, as we've already covered, their records show that Busby has had a valid New York license since 2019 and still does. But New York isn't even his main playing field. Busby's primary legal career has always been based in Texas, where he's been practicing since 1997. That's almost 30 years of litigation, and through all that time, there's been no record of disciplinary action against him there either. If there had been, Texas, just like New York, would have made it public. That's another reason the barred in New York claim falls apart. If Busby was actually disbarred or had some serious misconduct issue, it wouldn't just affect one court. A suspension or disbarment in one state can often lead to reciprocal discipline in others. Meaning, if New York had actually taken action against him, Texas would have been notified and they'd have their own decision to make. But Texas hasn't taken any action. Because New York hasn't taken any action. Because there was no misconduct charge to begin with, the only thing that happened was that a federal court committee looked at his admission request and said, "Sorry, you should have applied before you started filing lawsuits." That's it. That's the entire story. It wasn't a scandal. It wasn't a bar fight. It wasn't even a disciplinary matter. It was a paperwork issue that got spun into a legal drama, mostly because it came at the exact same time that Busby was handling some of the biggest lawsuits of his career. And yet, despite all this, the misinformation still hasn't fully died down. Because once a narrative takes hold, especially one that involves high-powered attorneys, A-list celebrities, and a federal court rejection, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. But the records don't lie. Hi.
The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb, bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said. Just keeps to himself until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out. But they didn't. And now, they're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.